While a record number of Australians are employed and educated, paying the rent or buying a home is getting harder and harder. A new report on the welfare of Australians says it seems many of us are feeling lonely too. So what's causing that? Claudia Long has been taking a look.
In the age of social media, you'd think it'd be difficult to be lonely. But according to the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare, it's not that simple. The latest welfare report shows that while more of us have an internet connection than ever before, that doesn't necessarily translate to feeling connected to the community. So, how many Australians do you think would feel lonely at least once a week?
I'd say 70%. I think a lot of people are lonely.
Maybe 20%. I think there was a stage in my life where I was in that number.
I don't know, 70% maybe? We're not pariahs, we're not meant to be on our own.
According to the report, one in two of us feel lonely at least once a week. We're also spending more on housing and more likely to be underemployed. But while that might sound pretty gloomy, that doesn't actually mean we're all feeling bad about it.
So Australia ranks in the top third of OECD countries for life satisfaction.
Dinesh Indraheran is the report's lead researcher. He says while some of us may be feeling lonely, we're not necessarily dissatisfied with our lives overall. The report gives a life satisfaction rating of 7.3 out of 10, and that comes from OECD surveys, which take into account factors like social interaction and how much we enjoy it.
What's really interesting is that young people, so those aged 15 to 24, have the lowest levels of social isolation. However, they have among the highest levels of loneliness.
Michelle Lim is a senior lecturer at Swinburne University and the scientific chair of the Australian Coalition to End Loneliness, whose research is cited in the report.
You know that loneliness predicts poorer health outcomes, even things like cardiovascular risk factors.
And she isn't the only one concerned. Lifeline's head of crisis services, Rachel Bowes, says while the report shows there are fewer working age Australians receiving welfare payments than 20 years ago, the stigma of being on unemployment or parenting benefits is still having a negative effect.
I certainly would say it's not a difficult conclusion to draw. People who want to work and can't, or who are in receipt of, you know, of government pensions and benefits. And if they read the media around all that stuff, it would be very easy to believe that actually you were quite a worthless person.
The report's being launched by Social Services Minister Anne Rustin this morning.
Claudia Long with that report.